Good evening, everyone. My name is Shane Ozy. The time is 6 p.m. I would like to call to order the October 8th, 2025 meeting of the McKinney Armed Service Memorial Board and confirm that a quorum is present. We have Guy Green, Colin Kimball, Dave Hoke, myself, Mark Hunt, Paul Reed, and our newest member, Jerry Blow, are all present. We do not have any alternate members present. First thing we'll do is move on to public comments on agenda items. I don't see anybody from the public here. So I guess we have no public comments on agenda items. Next, we'll move on to the consent items. The first thing up is item number 253241, minutes of the McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board meeting of September 10th, 2025. It's all in your packet. We also got an email, so I assume everybody's had a chance to look it over. I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes or amend them if any amendments are necessary.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
A motion from Guy. Do I have a second?
I make a second to approve them.
Second from Mark. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? None opposed. So we have approved minutes of the last Memorial Board meeting. Our next item number 253242 is board and liaison reports. We're going to do a little bit different tonight, board. As I told you earlier, we're just going to do a quick little introduction around the table. So Jerry kind of gets to know who we are, just who we are, how long you served, you know, about a minute, and Guy will start down at your end.
My name's Guy Green, and I'm secretary here. Joined the service in 74 until 2009. So I was in for a couple, 22 years or so in the Navy. And I'm a member of the VFW Post 2150 for the last 7 years. And I'm married, live here in McKinney, have two boys. And that's pretty much my whole spiel.
All right, thanks, Guy. Colin?
Yes, I'm Colin Kimball. I'm an Air Force veteran, served after Vietnam, and used that GI Bill to go to college. I've been serving on the board now. I think I'm the longest serving member. I wasn't planning on being here, but they invited me back. The park is named after R.D. Foster, who was a very dear friend of mine. And our purpose is to honor our fallen and to give our veterans a place to come and feel welcome and honored. So.
Hi, Jerry. My name's Dave Hoke. I was in the Army. I was a draftee. I was in 2 years and was in Vietnam. I've been a member of VFW Post, I don't know, 20 years. And I've been an officer there pretty much all that time. And a member of American Legion Post 21 in the colony. I've been on the board. This will be my second year. So I'm kind of a newbie here too. So.
All right, I am Shane Ozy. I am the vice chair, but I'm getting to play chair tonight since our chair, Seth, his term expired. I'm retired Lieutenant Colonel from the Army. Retired in 2014, so it's been a little while now. Been on this board 3 years, three and a half, something like that. Lived in McKinney since 2017. Thanks for stepping up to join.
Jerry, my name is Mark Hunt, and I'm the treasurer of the board. I have been in that position for 1 year. This is the start of my second term, start of the third year here on the board. I, like many people here, had served in the military. I had a combination active duty and reserve and guard time. Served for about a little over 33 years. Retired as an 06 back in 2013. Also retired from the private sector earlier this year. And have lived here in McKinney for, 13 years now. And I'm also just a recently joined the VFW Post 2150.
Hello, Jerry. My name is Paul Reed. I'm a native Texan.
Most people say they grew up somewhere, but I haven't finished growing up yet. I still don't know what I want to be when I do grow up. But I was alternative for last year and recruited by Mr. Colin Kimball down there. And so now I am a board member. But I spent 3 years regular Army in the United States Army, 1 year reserve, or National Guard, as a paratrooper, infantry paratrooper in Vietnam on the ground. I'm a member of VFW, 173rd Airborne Brigade Association, 82nd Airborne Division Association, the DAV, Disabled American Veterans, the VVA, Vietnam Veterans of America chapters. And I'm proud to say I moved to McKinney in 2012. And that's it for me. So welcome, sir. Welcome. Thank you.
Can you hear me? Okay. I'm Jerry Blow. Again, thank you all for so being so kind and welcoming me to the board today. I'm West Pointer class of 83. I broke my back my senior year. It's a long story, but I broke my back my senior year. So I wasn't able to be commissioned because of that. However, I've maintained a long relationship with all my classmates from the academy. I also still hold records at West Point because I was a track guy at West Point. And I still hold the Army-Navy record for 60 meters. And that's 40-something years ago. So that's kind of interesting, a little tidbit. And I also am the only person from the academy to be world-ranked in sprints. So that's another little thing that happened. And after my time at the academy, I had to obviously go into commercial space. And I began my career at Macy's Executive Training Program. I became an operations executive for Macy's. Then I was recruited by consulting firms, and I did both domestic consulting for operations for basically any kind of business. And then I was recruited to go to England to do some work for National Westminster Bank. And after that work, I came back to do work for Legacy Bank of America in California and Legacy Nations Bank from North Carolina. And as you probably know, Nations Bank bought Bank of America in California, took the name for the company, and at the combined company, I spent another 15 years going through all layers of management to ultimately being in several global roles at the end of my career. Thoroughly enjoyed my time there. I am married. My wife still works for the bank. She's an SVP in operations for the bank. We have two sons. One lives in Plano. No, he doesn't live in Plano anymore. He lives in Addison. And the youngest one lives in Plano, but he works in Fort Worth because he's a fireman. We have a long history of service within our family. Both my wife's parents served in the military. And her dad served in World War II, Korea, you know, several different conflict zones. Her mother was in the Air Force. All of our collective aunts and uncles served in the military. So I believe in service, and that's something that we, you know, try to get our sons to understand as well. So anyway, that's the story with me.
Thank you much, Jerry. All right, now we'll move on to the city of McKinney. I guess we can do some quick intros for the city. No? Okay, we're skidding. Nobody here from the city. Let's call them out like, where is it? No, just kidding. We're moving on to Park. Parks and Rec is city. Come on now.
Okay, I'll step in here. Jerry, I'm Marty Silito. I'm the park superintendent for the city of McKinney. I've been on this board a very short time. there are other parts of the Parks and Rec team that are here with us as well. Kayla Chrisman, as you see here, she is our board clerk. There's also Amy Kincaid is the director she'll be here shortly, hopefully. She's got tied up at another event at the moment. And then, of course, myself. Did want to bring up a couple things about this board, just for information, about some of the roles and responsibilities that this board takes on. One of them is acting as an ambassador for the MASB-MB in McKinney. This group will also organize annual Memorial Day ceremonies and Veterans Day ceremonies. The board will make determinations on inductees on the Hall of Honor. So if you've been out to the memorial, you've probably seen the wall where the engravings are. That's where that all takes place. And then advising the city on improvements at the Corporal R.D. Foster Veterans Memorial Park. Those are the main highlights of those, typically. I did want to do a quick little update on some of the things that have happened there. So we currently do have the Corporal R.D. Foster plaque installed in place. Thanks to Bodie's team and putting that together, working with everyone to get that put together, we ended up putting some flowers around it, which I think really set it off. It looked a little nicer than just a plaque on the ground. So thanks for putting that together. We've also have the Daughters of the American Revolution plaque installed as well on the granite pedestal that they wanted. This weekend they'll be doing sort of their own ceremony to kind of celebrate that, transition into that. So good, those are all in place, ready to go. And then we'll talk more about the event coming up here soon. So that's all I have to report.
Okay, thank you, sir. That is all our board and liaison reports. So now we'll move on to item 25-32-43, which is the Veterans Day ceremony. Everybody can pull out their handy dandy spreadsheet. We'll just kind of go do a last walkthrough checklist, make sure everything's squared away. First task is the mayor. The mayor has confirmed he's going to be there. Did we tell the mayor, like, 3-minute speech, hopefully? I don't know. I haven't seen the new mayor. Don't know how talkative he is, so hopefully he's not too long. And then we have our guest speaker, John Roach, right? He's all coordinated. Is there anything we need to still do for him, Colin? I mean,
on the program, this must have been left over from last year from Alan Clark, but he was not in the Army. He's a Marine.
I do have a comment on the program that's on our spreadsheet for a little bit later, but everything that's in red is things that need to be confirmed. So I did leave the title from last year because I wasn't sure.
Okay.
And then everything in blue I feel like is confirmed, but of course we can discuss moving anything around. Time-wise, the flow of the event can change. Anything on here is changeable at this point, but the red things were things that I specifically knew needed to be updated.
Okay,
so,
good.
Yeah, Colin, I'll let you continue.
All right.
You were saying that his title is?
He is, I guess we can call him a Marine veteran, but he is the judge of the North Texas Regional Veterans Court, which is the largest Veterans Court in the United States. I think we could just say we have an honorable, Marine veteran, judge of the North Texas Regional Veterans Court.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. No, we don't need to do anything special for him. You got him handled when he shows up in there. I mean, he's a pretty low-key guy.
Yeah, well, he's not a low-key guy, but
He's low-key. He's a humble guy. He's not going to come in like needing.
I will.
He will definitely be well-spoken, that's for sure. All right, park set up. Bodie and his team are tracking on that. No issues?
No issues unless there's anything we have missed, but we're just set up as we did before.
Okay, sounds good. Choir and National Anthem, that's Cindy Johnson still with, she's Sostenuto or she is school? She's Sostenuto, right?
Yes, she's going to introduce another song, America the Beautiful, probably in that medley. I don't think it's important that we list that,
okay, so
she came up with a new arrangement of the song, and I said, sure, what the heck.
Okay, so in that first section under Choral Prelude, just take off the songs themselves and just leave it?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, let's do that. And under choral presentation, same thing. You just take off the song. That
okay.
way, if they change their mind and want to sing something else, they can do whatever they want.
Okay.
All right, that's good. Invocation.
I talked with Jim Nichols the other day, and yes, he's planning on being there.
Okay, thank you, sir. Color Guard, Chief McFadden, tracking.
Well, I have confirmed Color Guard. They are good to go.
All right, Air Boss.
Yeah, I spoke to him, gosh, like almost 2 months ago. You know, I'll reach out to him again about 2 days before the ceremony, he said, to confirm how many aircraft they're going to have, pick up the radio, headphones, that type of thing.
Okay.
So that's
on track. Gone. Tell them not to bust our budget. Don't get any extra planes. We only got so much gas, only so much money for fuel. All right. Bugler, right, Colin? We do got one, right? But he's volunteering. He's not like.
Well, I just found out today he's going to be volunteering, but they're going to let him wear his uniform. So we'll just leave it as it is.
Okay. Awesome. Volunteers from Daughters of America Revolution, everywhere else, I assume they'll be there. Seth was working on those guys, right?
Who's that?
The Daughters of America Revolution, all the other volunteers that show up.
I'll talk with them over the weekend at their ceremony and get firmed up on
that. Okay. All right. Marketing, so this is the official flyer, right? Everybody's got a copy of it. I think it looks great. All right, we sort of marked it up last time. I think everything looks good there.
On the flyer, we do have extra copies up here if you want to take any. And then I did send a digital copy to everyone if you'd like to post it. But if anyone's missing it digitally, I can send it again. Could I ask a couple other questions about the program?
Absolutely, ma'am.
So for the invocation for Jim Nichols, in past meetings, Seth has called him Nick. Does he prefer to go by Nick? Does he prefer the listing as Jim, parentheses, Nick Nichols, which is how I currently have it, or would he just do you think Jim Nichols, or?
I would think you'd put him in as Jim.
Okay.
But his friends would all call him Nick, but I think probably for anything official, he goes by Jim.
Okay, so remove Nick in parentheses, just put Jim Nichols.
So. Just
okay.
Jim. Everybody will know who he is.
Okay, and leaving the VFW post 2150 would be appropriate under his title?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then back to the choir really quickly. Are they doing the choral prelude at the beginning? And then does the flow of the program read correctly to you guys? Yeah, go ahead, Colin.
I do have one suggestion.
Okay.
The dedication of the memorial is not in here.
Correct. That hadn't been. So this, I made changes from last year, and I didn't know where you wanted to put that in the ceremony. So, but it can be added anywhere.
I think it would be awkward if we did it after taps and the flyover. So I think it needs to be integrated in after the keynote speaker.
I mean, we talked about that earlier. I thought we were doing it
separately.
As a separate, we weren't going to. I mean, I'm open either way. I'll reach out to the board members. What do you think? Do we make it part of the ceremony or do it as its own?
I think we make it part of the ceremony. I mean, the park's named after him.
The flyer does say memorial marker dedication to follow, which was what was discussed. But I don't know if you want a note on the program, but.
Remember, we talked about how we didn't want, I think we said we didn't want to do it as part of the ceremony because we're not, RD was very adamant his name's not on the wall, so we didn't want to confuse people.
Yeah, but it's a veterans.
Yeah, no, I got it. Anybody else on during the ceremony, after the ceremony? I just don't know where it flows. We're all going to have to move over to the marker, and then move back to the front kind of thing.
Well, what I had in mind is we could still address it from the podium, have two members lift the blanket, covers it, and then people can then gather around. I'm thinking we'll say something about RD, the significance of the memorial. I'm thinking less than 5 minutes. And
okay. Just trying to think when that would be. Whether after the choral presentation or maybe after the speaker. I think slot it, because if we do it right after the speaker, people are sitting and listening. And one next speaker comes up, and you did, Colin, you can go up and give a little 2 minute spiel about what it is. We'll go over and uncover it at the end, and then we can sing whatever song they sing.
The Battle Hymn of the Public, yeah.
Or if that's where she does God Bless America, whichever song she's doing, we're taking the song off so she can pick.
Yeah, they usually close with Battle Hymn of the Republic, and we try to time it with
the... Right, with the Missing Man flyover, yeah. So
then to clarify, the dedication would be taking place in the ceremony and not following.
Yeah, we don't need to change the flyer, though. I mean, no one's going to show up just for the memorial dedication, I don't think.
Sure.
You know, it'll just become part of the ceremony, I think. But, you know, yeah, if we do it after TAPS, people will be leaving. It'll be kind of, I agree, it could be a little disjointed unless we just don't tell everybody to leave and say, please stand by for dedication of the marker.
I have one question. It's just, how is that dedication going to work as far as who's going to do what? And, I mean, you go over and do the.
So, I was just going to get up to the podium, address the crowd as to the new addition, and say, you know, give everybody an understanding of the significance of it and RD, very brief. And we'd have two board members stand beside, and then we can unveil. I have an Army blanket that belonged to Russell Steindom. He's our Medal of Honor recipient. Belonged to his father, who was a POW in World War II. And I just was given that last weekend by his family. I thought that would be a nice, probably, you know. Thing.
Do you want us to kind of put that blanket before the ceremony?
Yeah, so as people gather, we'll just use it just to cover the memorial part, not the, you know, and just kind of give it a little unveiling.
You can get it to us beforehand. That way we'll cover it before people start showing up.
Okay, Colin, if you just work again, keep it like 2 to 3 minutes.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's not going to be.
Okay. We have volunteers. Anybody feel particularly strongly about being the guy you want to do it? Blanket. One side?
I'll raise the blanket.
I'm not going to be there because I'm going to be getting the award from Keith Self. So.
All right. I'll do the other side. Guy and I'll lift it. Okay. You know, I'll just, you know, figure somehow last line, and then invite everybody after the ceremony to go look at it. That's my only concern about doing it in the middle, is everybody's going to want to go over and look at it in the middle of the ceremony. So, just, you know, we'll just make sure we say it'll be there after the ceremony.
And Marty, I'll coordinate with you to get you the blanket the day before, because I unfortunately have to attend the opening of the ceremony for.
Sure thing.
Yep. For Dave. So
yeah, whenever you want to get it to us, we'll take it.
Okay, so I'm sorry. The dedication would then be before the choral presentation or after? Before.
Right after the keynote speaker.
Okay. And how could the board discuss how you'd like it listed on the program so that I can make sure to use the wording?
I do have a suggestion. Call it dedication of RD's point. Because it's a point, a geographic reference to where it's physically located, and it has a double meaning in terms of the memorial itself was the point that he made, which is, or you want to call it RD's memorial monument.
I'm fine with point, but I think we need to say Corporal RD Foster's point.
Yeah.
So people could, we say RD, people are like, oh, you know, they're not going to connect it.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, that's cool.
So yeah, just. You know, dedication of Corporal R.D. Foster's point.
And Colin, you're going to go and speak that while you're doing your speech. You're also going to talk about the point and what it refers to and all the...
Correct.
Yeah, so you're kind of introducing it to everyone at that point.
And just so that you know, we put in the foundation, we've got some sand from Mexico, from the Mexican War of 1846. We've got some Omaha Beach sand. We've got some Iwo Jima sand. We've got some stones from England, We've got some Iraq and Afghanistan sand, and we've got from Da Nang, Saigon, Hanoi, and Way City, Vietnam. So we've got elements of the continents
did
where
you get the
men
did you
have
put
fallen
the
on.
North Tower?
Pardon
don't
me?
You put the North Tower?
Oh, yes, right yes. And right. And so we will address, yeah, we'll speak to that as well.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I think that's probably a better spot for it. Gives a little more significance.
Colin, would you like me to include your name following the dedication of Corporal Artie Foster's Point, or just leave it as that's the title?
Just leave it as the title.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. All right.
Thank you.
All right. We got through that, and then we already know about VFW, American Legion, all that. We're good there. Okay. Anything else on the ceremony? Any questions?
Yeah, I have a question. You know, last time we did the ceremony a year ago, Seth was the air boss, and he was off to the side, if I'm not mistaken. He was never down front with the rest of the board members. Was he, Colin?
No, I was the air boss.
You were? Then
yeah.
Seth was the year
before. 2 years ago.
I've been the air boss many, many times, and what I like to do is go behind the memorial and jump up on that platform and kind of hide, because I get a little better line of sight communication with the aircraft. But other guys have done it from the middle of the park. You know, it's
wherever you want.
Well, you know, I'm not about reinventing the wheel here. So whatever has worked best in the past,
I'll debrief you.
That would be good.
We kind of created a timeline.
Yeah.
And usually we give him a copy of the program. And typically by the time the keynote speaker's done, he should be in the air.
Right.
And we might add another couple of minutes because of the RD, but, you know, we've had it before where they're circling and drowning out while the speaker's still on there, and that's no fun. It's perfect when we can just get them to just make one pass, and they like it because they're not burning that much fuel. So,
So Kayla, you know, you're going to need to get this updated in order to be able to give it to him a couple of days in advance.
Yes. So I'll make all of the edits, and our marketing team will make sure that everything's spaced correctly and looks pretty like before. And then I'll send out the updated copy to the entire board, probably here in the next couple of weeks, but definitely well before the event.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
All right, one last alibi. Any alibi fires for the Veterans Day ceremony? I will stand my lane to see no alibi fires. We will move on to the next regular agenda item, which is item number 25-3244, which is the election of officers. And Kayla, I will turn it over to you for a brief description of what we all do.
Okay, so these are just the responsibilities of each of the officer roles, just so you're aware as you're making nominations. The board chair runs all board meetings, leads board in decision making. They are the board liaison with city staff, and they approve and suggest upcoming agenda items, etc. The vice chair acts as board chair if the current chairperson is absent. So they will handle all of those responsibilities if the board chair is unable to attend. And then the board secretary, they sign the official meeting minutes and other board documents when needed. So attendance is important for everyone, but attendance is really important for the secretary because they have to sign the minutes every time. The board treasurer handles all money collections if ever necessary. I don't believe that that's been a huge role in the past, but it is. If it would come up, that would fall to the treasurer. So, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Kayla. All right, so the way this works is I will first open the floor, we elect a chair. Whoever that chair is then gets to run the rest of the election for the other four positions. So I will open the floor for nominations for chair of the McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board. Does anybody have a nomination?
I'd like to nominate Shane Hosey.
I would accept that nomination. Does anybody have any other nominations? Okay. then I would entertain a motion to elect Shane Ozy as chair of the McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board.
I will offer the, I will second the nomination.
Wait, someone's got to make the motion.
I will second the nomination.
Got to make the motion first.
I'll make a motion for
All right. Colin made the motion.
Kyle will second it.
Kyle second. Everybody in favor for electing me as the board chair? Say aye.
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 Anyone opposed? Okay, I guess I got it. Thank you all for your vote of confidence in my abilities as the chair. All right, next step is role of vice chair. I will open the floor for nominees for vice chair.
I'd like to nominate Guy Green for the position of vice chair.
Anybody else nominate for vice chair? All right.
I make a motion we close the nominations and approve Guy as the vice chair.
Okay, we have a motion to approve Guy as the vice chair. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Dave, made by Colin. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Looks like the motion carried unanimously. Now we have role of treasurer. Do I have any nominees for the role of treasurer? All right. Well, I'm going to nominate Colin as treasurer because, you know, he's got the continuity. He knows where all the money's hidden.
Does that mean I get to charge admission?
Yes, we can. We can take that up as a board decision. All right. Any other nominees for treasurer? All right.
I make a motion we nominate Colin for treasurer.
All right. I will second that nomination. So motion by Guy, second by Shane to appoint Colin Kimball as treasurer. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? None. So that motion carried unanimously. Finally, we have the role of secretary. Do we have any nominees for the role of secretary? You gonna make me nominate Mark to be secretary? I nominate Mr. Hunt, Mark Hunt, to be secretary. Anybody have any other nominations? All right, I would entertain a motion to, do you accept the nomination, Mr. Hunt?
I accept.
Thank you, sir. I will entertain a motion to elect Mark Hunt as secretary of the McKinney Armed Services Memorial Board.
I make a motion.
Okay.
Mark be secretary.
Okay, we have a motion from Guy, a second from?
Second. I'll second it.
Second from Dave. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? We have a unanimous election to secretary of Mr. Mark Hunt. Thank you all for stepping up to fill those positions. You know, we kind of just move around within the group here, but that's always good. All right. That completes our elections. Do we have any citizen comments? No, there's no citizens. Any comments from board members, anything else, liaisons? Jamie, you popped in, but you're good? Nobody else? Yes, Colin.
Sorry to rob the microphone here. I wanted to convey the appreciation from Trina Foster for what was done. She would be here tonight. However, a very dear friend of both of us, John Charles Harden, is clinging for his life at the moment. I think he had a heart attack yesterday, and he's in ICU, and so she can't be here. I wanted y'all to know how much she appreciates what y'all have done, and we were able to celebrate the memorial for RD with John on Saturday, you guys did a bang up job, so really appreciate it.
Thank you, Colin. And my only comment was I fully intended to be there for the dumping of the dirt, but got a little sidetracked by some personal business. But I appreciate it. I'm sure it was a good ceremony. I wish we'd filmed it or something. I don't know. Maybe anybody film it? No?
Okay. I videoed it.
You videoed it?
I haven't watched it yet. But
all right. Well, I will watch it one of these days. With no other business before this board, I would entertain a motion for adjournment at 18:35. Motion, anybody?
Motion that we adjourn at 18:35.
I have a motion by Dave, second by?
Second by Guy.
Second by Guy. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, this meeting stands adjourned at 6:35 p.m. Thank you all.